Hello and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum.
My name's Junaid Rahim.
My name's Muhammad Yusuf Bashforth.
And we're affectionately known as...
The Two White Muslims.
Now, whilst we might struggle to see why, apparently there's three very good reasons. Reason number one...
Well, there are two of us.
Reason number two...
We are both white.
And most importantly for us, reason number three...
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
We're both...
Muslim.
Now, that means that we do find ourselves speaking a great deal about Islam. That said, we're also British and talk a great deal about that, our two favourite topics. So we started a YouTube channel which basically covered
everything you ever wanted to know about Islam and Muslim culture,
but couldn't be bothered to ask. We then found ourselves with our own radio programme, pretty much taking a bit of an Islamic slant on the news and current affairs. Many people, many of our listeners, I should say...
That's at least three men and a dog.
It must be three men and a dog, because we've had four responses, one of which were barking.
Yeah, that was one of the guys.
But they've got in touch and they've said, do you know what you should do? Well, of the things that they told us we should do, the one
steady
that...
On, though, this is a family audience. Family audience. Do you know what you can do?
Who are missus? The thing that we can actually tell you about was...
Why don't you do a podcast, lads?
Why don't you start a podcast? And we thought, do you know what? Why not? Everybody in the dog, including the one that listens to us, seems to have a podcast. We'll get in on the act. So, basically, based on the stuff that we've done on our YouTube channel or whatever we've done on the radio, on a weekly basis, we'll be trimming that down, picking out the best bits, then thinking, no, it's not long enough, and putting a whole load of crap
only
back
4 seconds.
And so here we are. This is our very first one. Hope you enjoy.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh.
Hey, it's Monday.
Oh, do you know? It can't come quick enough.
I know. Do you know the weird thing?
Go on.
It's not Monday morning.
I know. I wondered why I didn't feel so tired.
Yeah. So we can't say, as we drove across on this sunny Monday morning, because it's Monday afternoon.
I know. It's crazy.
We couldn't make it this morning.
We couldn't. We were too busy.
No, our apologies. We wanted to be here this morning.
But we're too busy.
We just
had something to do. We had to go out and do it.
Too many things on. Too many things pulling on our time, and it had to give, and we're so terribly, terribly sorry. But we made it for this afternoon.
Alhamdulillah.
That's so the most important thing.
Lucky listeners and lucky us.
That's more lucky us.
You get more of the bonkers this afternoon.
Yes, poor, poor listeners. You poor, poor things.
You all you three people and a dog.
Yeah, all those that listened in this morning and went, whoo, when it wasn't us.
Swerved that.
Body swerved it, dodged that bullet. But we're here now. We are here now.
So, we've got a few things to talk about.
We've got loads of things to talk about.
I have no idea what. Have you got your usual list?
I do have my usual list. The first thing that stands out...
Are you going to impart some...
Absolutely. I'm not going to keep it to myself. The first
thing... I'll tell you what. You just talk to yourself then.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just going to sit in silence.
The first thing that stands out is it's come home, gone home, disappeared, ended. There is no more. Football's finished.
I'm not talking.
No, you're not talking. But football's finished. You can talk now. Football's finished. Football's finished.
Oh, thanks.
What am I going to do in the evenings?
Oh, do you know what? I was so disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
You know, this team showed so much promise.
Yes.
And the reason why, I think, is because of the manager.
Yes.
Oh, Gareth Southgate, what a sterling job he did.
Brilliant.
In terms of man management, he's the best thing that the England team has seen for decades.
A long, long time.
And that's why we did so well.
Yes.
Yeah. And I kind of watched the third, fourth match on Saturday. It was a bit of a damp.
You can't call it anything other than a loser's final.
Well, you know.
I know it's difficult that, because it's third and fourth in the world.
I know, but then you've got the Premiership managers all saying, don't you dare get injured because you're on duty next week.
Actually true.
Because the season starts next week,
true.
It?
Good point.
So
it doesn't count, this one, is what they were shouting from the sidelines.
They weren't even allowed to run.
No.
did you notice?
I did notice. Oh, dear, dear,
a couple
dear,
of them
dear,
crawled
dear.
Up the field from time to time.
Absolutely. Blew on the ball on occasion.
Trying to get lucky.
Oh, dear.
But it wasn't to me.
No. Nope. But to get to that stage, to get to where you're playing for third... in the world is still extraordinary.
Against all the odds.
Against all the giants. Well, yes.
I mean, come on, Germany.
Gone.
Who are you?
Spain, gone.
Who
Portugal,
are you?
Gone. Uruguay,
gone.
Argentina,
gone. Brazil,
Holland never even made it.
Gone.
Italy never even made it.
Brazil. Out of here.
Come on. So it was brilliant. And to have kind of, you know, European teams.
It was great. So it was like Euro.
Yes.
Euro
yeah.
competition. Wasn't it?
Which has not been for a while, because there was, I remember there was, when there was kind of the African nations kind of came in strong. The South American nations had already come in strong. So for it to kind of come back to Europe, that's really quite cool. It's really quite cool. And given that, I mean, certainly in the, looking at Belgium, I think 10 of their first team all play in the Premiership.
Yeah, they do. So, did you notice all the guys, they were hugging each other? Did you notice?
Like, oh, well done. Oh, well, oh great girl. Oh, oh well
you,
done.
You
see you Monday.
You score. Well done, lad.
Oh, my goodness. But no, I mean, to be fair, fourth in the world
is
quite an achievement. I always laugh. You know what? I used to follow, you know, having worked in the motor trade somewhat, I used to follow the Formula One. I used to really enjoy Formula One many decades ago. Not anymore. Yep. It's just a procession now. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, who's going to be fastest in changing tyres and getting fuel? Really?
That's all it is, isn't it?
It's come down to that. But when it used to be exciting, it used to be like, oh, you know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. People go, oh, he's 22nd. You think, yes, in the world.
Give him some
in
credit.
In the world.
How many people are there in the world?
Exactly.
Is it 7 billion?
I think there's 7 billion people in the world. And he's 22nd.
He's 22nd out of 7 billion.
He's 22nd.
Not a bad
achievement. Like, you know what I mean? Where people go, oh, he's not very good. Not very good.
Oh, what?
He's 22nd in the world. What are you?
Are you on your left?
I don't know.
Yeah, where are you?
I don't know. So fourth, very good. Very good. They can come home proud, I think. They can come home. They can come home first of all.
Well, that's a given.
That's a yes. Yeah, yeah.
I think they're already on the bus. Aren't they? Yeah,
and but they, you know, at least they can come home, and not like when when Southgate came home. It wasn't quite the same, was it?
No.
Am I making this difficult for you?
He had to wear a bag on his head.
He had to wear a bag
for years.
Poor guy. So they can come home. That alone is good enough, and I think they can come home heads held high with pride. The country got to know football again.
Do you know what I'm tempted to do? I'm tempted to post my special photo.
Go on, what's your special photo?
My special photo.
Right.
It's me with Gareth Southgate.
Yes, it was!
It's a special photo. I might post it.
You've
that.
Got to do that!
Do you think I should?
Yes.
Because that's when he changed his ways. You
absolutely.
Know? That's when
yes.
he changed for the better.
Yep.
You know, meeting even one of the two white Muslims changes lives.
It refocuses you. Your compass.
Realigns your compass.
It refocuses you. What? Realigns your compass. You what you used to say at work, didn't they? I think we need to realign your compass.
So it was when Gareth Southgate met me that day.
Yes.
And we had a little chat and a photo take.
Yep.
He wanted the photo.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I just got a copy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which he pinged in the post. He WhatsApped you.
I wish I'd signed it.
Yeah, it'd be worth a fortune that now.
I wish.
Yes.
So yeah, that was just a few years ago, and look at him now. His life has completely changed having met me.
For the better.
Good lad.
Bless him. No, he's great. He's brilliant. And you know, he speaks very highly of you.
I'm sure he does.
And
the right reasons.
Yeah, he says quite rightly, that was the day. That was the day.
My life changed.
My life changed.
Indeed.
Forever. For a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Just ages. Ages. It's like there's no turning back.
Yes, that's it. Done. Forever.
I tell you what, forget that. So what else are we going to be talking about this evening?
We've got lots. We've put up our video about the National Front. So we've got a little bit to talk about that. I know we spoke about that last week, but we just want to update because the response has been absolutely extraordinary. Loads of things have been happening in the news. We had a very exciting Saturday evening.
Oh, hi.
What did we do Saturday evening?
We only... did a shahada.
We did another shahada.
Alhamdulillah.
And it was an absolute pleasure. A lovely young lady.
I could get used to this.
Yeah.
And, you know, the second shahada in just a couple of weeks. And there's more to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems that people love our mosque.
Yes.
They love the atmosphere in there. They like the multicultural, international feel of it.
Yeah.
So it's no specific denomination in our mosque. They love that.
Yeah.
What they also love is that they've got two English guys in there that speak English.
Yes.
And can walk them through the Shahada in English and then do the Arabic bit as well, which is quite important.
Yes.
But, you know, they feel completely at ease. They feel completely comfortable. And, you know, happy days. So as many as we can get of those in forthcoming weeks, we'll do a video of each one and we'll post it.
Yes.
Because it seems by the response to the last one, that's actually what people want to see.
Yeah. And I must admit, it takes me back. And I think in taking me back, it will kind of...
Can you remember that far back?
Oh, it was a while. But every time I see it since then, you do kind of, you take it back to that day, or you think about, you just know what they're going through. You know that the journey that they're starting on, and you just know that it was utter joy. It was just brilliant. And it was lovely to see that. Absolutely fantastic to see.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So right now, what I think we're going to do is just pause. I don't know about you, I'm a bit parched.
Yes.
It's a bit warm in here.
Can do with a coffee.
I can do with a coffee. We're just going to pause for a couple of ads and initiatives.
I know what, sorry.
I'm going to get my words out.
Are you struggling to get your worms out?
Irrevocably.
Forever. See you in a minute.
Listeners, we'll see you after this.
See you soon. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Here we go again. We're giggling because normally it's Brother Yusuf who has the sliders and therefore...
I get to say assalamu alaikum.
He gets to say the assalamu alaikum bit. But now I just look and a light comes on and it goes red. As soon as it goes red, I
it catches me all unawares.
I catch you all unawares. Isn't that brilliant?
You can't do that with my brain.
Absolutely.
My brain has a fixed, determined idea about what's about to happen.
Absolutely.
And if anything goes wrong with that fixed idea of what's about to happen, I kind of just go into a meltdown.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
my goodness.
I can hardly speak.
Talk about going into a meltdown.
That red light is great, isn't it?
That red light's fantastic. It is fantastic.
Do you know, the red light says Mike Live.
Mike Live.
And when that red light is on, anything that you say can be heard by three men and a dog.
Absolutely. You know what it says, Mike Live? What it should say is, Gordon's alive! Gordon's alive? Brilliant. Brian Blessed, brilliant. Yeah, you want to hear about... Sorry, what was the phrase you just used? About your brain being put into a...
goes into complete meltdown.
Goes into complete meltdown.
Yes.
Do you want to hear about something that would put you into complete meltdown?
Go on, please.
You know, we said that alcohol, not good. And as a result...
Clearly not.
And, you know, if you're not sure about that, A, think about, you know, or look at people the morning after.
Yeah.
Look at what they do during.
Yeah.
Look at what they say as a result.
Yep.
And look at the things that they do and get away with that they wouldn't do. Anyway, enough of the preacher. What's the view like from up atop your high horse? I don't know. What's it like up on your soapbox?
From your ivory tower. Right?
And this is a tricky one. It's a tricky one. Because some people say, oh, yes, you can. Others say, no, you can't. Should we say... The common sense approach, should we be smoking?
No.
Common sense dictates that we shouldn't be smoking. Now,
our bodies are given to us on loan.
Yes.
Everything we are
vessel.
Goes back to Allah.
Yep.
Everything that we are. We're granted custody of.
Yeah.
We are custodians of our bodies.
Absolutely.
And we are to look after them.
Yes.
Because, let's face it, When you break it down to just the very basics here, your body is what carts your brain around.
Yeah, and your soul.
And if you don't have a body working, you don't get your brain to different places.
Yes.
Yeah. And if your body's not working properly, you ain't going to have much of experience. You're not going to experience much of life.
Absolutely.
You're not going to have if you've done that to yourself. Then subhanAllah.
Yeah. And there was a time when people didn't realise. There was a time when adverts said, recommended by 8 out of 10 dentists and stuff, you know, because it was supposed to make your teeth. Yeah. Oh, terrible, terrible. And recommended by doctors and all this kind of mumbo jumbo. We know that's not the case now. So people are vaping. I actually find that worse.
Well, I kind of worry about it. Yes. Because not enough research has been done.
Absolutely.
To find, because it can't be. It can't have been. It's only been around for, yep, what, five, six, seven, oh, I don't know. Let's say 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 years is not enough time. No. You need 20 years.
It took decades to find out the problems with cigarettes.
Yes, it did. And it then, for the next few decades, cost the companies a fortune in making sure that none of that got leaked
out.
And they carried on advertising it as being the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
I fell foul of that. Janae, you know, hands up, guilty, as charged. I used to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I did that thing. I did that for a lot of years.
Yeah.
But I was born and brought up and raised in a family of people that did the same thing. So it was just normal to me.
Yeah.
So I did that for years. I know how terrible that stuff is. I know how addictive smoking is.
Yeah.
I know how really difficult it is to stop.
Yep.
There are some that say stopping smoking is actually harder than stopping heroin.
Wow.
Because the addictive compound within cigarettes is in fact more addictive than heroin itself.
And if you think about it, sorry to go off, because it's more socially acceptable, you can do it in plain sight.
Yeah.
You can't, it's not like you can, you know what I mean? Just by being with people can stop you doing certain things, but smoking is not one of them, is what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I mean?
You'll just go and find a quiet corner, won't you?
Wow,
and just do it anyway.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Crikey. So the vaping thing, I just think, I'm not sure about that. I also think it looks ridiculous. It just looks ridiculous. But there we go. I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I'm just leading up to my next story.
Go.
Because on so many levels, this next one is wrong.
Go on.
Vaping pilot.
Are you talking about crime in multi-story car park? Wrong on so many levels.
Wrong on so many levels. Sorry. Wrong on so many levels. Sorry.
Vaping what?
Vaping pilot. causes Air China plane to plunge 6,500 meters.
Whoa, meters?
Meters.
It was bad enough at feet.
Yep.
Meters.
So that's three times as far as if it were feet.
What happened?
3 feet in a meter.
What did he do?
A co-pilot smoking an e-cigarette on an Air China flight caused the plane to start a rapid emergency descent, investigators have discovered. Okay, and it's just like, get ready for this. They say he tried to hide the fact that he was smoking, but accidentally shut off the air conditioning, causing oxygen levels to fall.
Yep.
The crew on Tuesday's flight from Hong Kong to the city of Dalian. Released oxygen masks and brought the plane more than 6,500 metres, 21,000 feet lower. It later returned to cruising altitude, all because he accidentally turned off the air conditioning.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. All because
he's got some explaining
he
to
was
do.
Vaping.
He's got some explaining to do, hasn't he?
All because he was vaping.
Unbelievable.
Oh my goodness.
Do you know what? It's a good idea not to vape if you're a pilot.
Absolutely. Not to vape, full stop.
Yes. But especially...
But as a pilot!
If you're a pilot.
Oh my
goodness. Incredible. Incredible.
Oh my goodness.
So, you know when you get the boss waving through the window?
Yes.
And he looks quite happy. So I guess it's a good thing that he's waving. He's just being cheery and nice.
Yeah, it's what he's waving that's worrying.
Yeah. I love working here. Alhamdulillah.
It's
this is a great place to be. But it kind of signals that this could be close to the end.
Do you know what they should do? They should put a clock in here.
What, so you can bring the news in on time?
Yeah.
No, please. That's... We wouldn't want to be professional.
No, good Lord, no. There is a clock in here for people thinking, there's no clock. There is a clock in here.
There is, in fact.
And we do look at it a lot. And then we go off on one and we forget all about the clock and the time.
And the news.
And how to present. Pretty much.
We forget everything.
Yes.
Sometimes I forget how to breathe.
Yes. Huh. Yes.
Anyway, listeners, ladies and you good people, of Manchester, all three of you.
Yes.
And the dog. It's kind of that time again.
It is.
Monday afternoon.
It's
the time that I kind of dread, yeah, in a way, because I like it in here.
It's tinged with an element of sadness.
It simply means that we've got to get back over that weary M62.
Yep.
Back to our homeland.
Yes.
And not...
present our passports on the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And visas, of course.
Yeah.
And not have the pleasure of doing this for another 7 days.
A week.
A week.
Shambolic.
However, listeners, if you're on... If you have access to the internet...
Yeah.
And Facebook...
And your missus.
Have a look at the... first of all, the Heritage Radio Facebook site.
Yep.
Because we regularly post on there.
We
to
do.
Let you know what's going on and what updates are.
Yeah.
But also, if you've got access to the internet and you happen to be missing the sounds of our voices, go on to YouTube.
Thinking, what do they look like?
Yeah. No, actually.
No.
Not for that reason.
No.
Go on to YouTube, type in Two White Muslims, that's TWO.
White Muslims.
And have a look at our YouTube channel.
Yay.
We've done, in particular, a playlist of videos, 21 videos in there. Everything you ever wanted to know about Islam and Muslim culture.
But couldn't be bothered to ask.
Is in there. And that's a form of dawah.
Yeah.
So if you're ever talking about Islam to people and you get tongue-tied and you don't know what to say or don't know how to say it, just put them our way.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell them to go onto YouTube, search Two White Muslims, have a look at the 21 video playlist, and away they go.
Yes.
Inshallah. But for this afternoon, we have to say that our tenure has come to a close.
Yes. Thank you very much for being here with us, for allowing us into your hearts and into your homes, into your cars.
Onto your treadmill, into your earphones.
Into your earphones as you run, as you shop.
Trying to run away.
Yes. As you're looking after the kids, or as you're working, or as you're just sat doing nothing.
Or ironing. I listen to the radio when I'm ironing.
Oh, you know. Well, there we go. Actually, that's a great idea.
Ironing.
Mm.
Yeah. You might think, what? How much ironing do you do?
I'm going to say, I can imagine how much ironing you do.
All of it.
You're going to be in trouble if you keep saying things like this. You know that, don't you?
I'm already in trouble.
Yes.
I'm already in trouble.
Plus, nobody listens.
While I'm here, who's cooking?
whilst you're on the air, that coffee's not making itself.
True. You can laugh. So, listeners, alhamdulillah, it's been a great pleasure.
Yes.
For you to listen to us, I'm sure.
As always.
Share the bonkers.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Pass it on.
And inshallah.
Keep smiling.
We will be here for the breakfast show
next Monday.
Yes. Inshallah.
Can't wait.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuhu. Bismillah.